Yesterday we raised the question at the end of this week's parsha. When Yosef, speaking to his brothers, says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu pakod yifkod eschem v'hela eschem in arz hazos asher nishba l'Avraham l'Yitzchak u'l'Yaakov. So we asked, how was Yosef allowed to mention his father Yaakov by his first name? Halacha says in Yordea Reishmem, Sif Beis, V'lo yikra'enu b'shmo, one is not allowed to refer to one's father by name, lo b'chayav, v'lo b'moso, not while the father's alive, not after his death, ela omer Abba Mori, he has to say rather, Abba Mori. So how was Yosef allowed to refer to his father Yaakov by name? Some of our chaverim after the shiur yesterday suggested, well, maybe Yosef in his role as melech was perhaps given this added flexibility with regard to speaking of or referring to his father. Now, it is true that we find in Rashi, the beginning of the parsha, by Yiftachu Yisrael Rosh Hamita, that Yisrael, Yaakov, bowed to his son Yosef. And Rashi quotes Chazal, Talo be'idne sagadle, that if a fox has his time, meaning when Yosef, who was although Yaakov's son, was nonetheless the melech, so therefore the father, Yaakov, did what otherwise would have been presumably not expected or not appropriate by bowing to his own son. But at least there, Yaakov is choosing to bow. He's mochel on his own covet. Okay, I understand. But for the son, Yosef, to, on his own, decide to speak to Yaakov by his first name, which one would view as a zilzal in his father's covet, why should that be mutter? Some other chaverim suggested yesterday that perhaps since Yaakov had his name changed to Yisrael, maybe that was a basis for leniency with referring to Yaakov by the name Yaakov. That also one can question, unlike Avram and Sarai, whose previous names were completely forgotten after their name was changed, but Yaakov's name was retained. And he's referred to at times by Yisrael, at times by Yaakov. So why would that be a heter to refer to him, if you're the son, by his name Yaakov? On the contrary, if anything, I came across a svar that there should be a heter for the sons to dafka refer to their father by Yisrael, not by Yaakov. What's that based on? That is based on the Chazal that tells us that when Yaakov wanted to share with his sons the end of days, Nistalka Mimenu Shechina, the Shechina left him, and he was fearful, perhaps my children are not worthy. And Chazal tell us that to reassure their father, the sons said out loud, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which Yaakov responded with, the Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. And the Shema Yisrael, the Chazal say, that the brothers recited was addressing their father by the name Yisrael. So although not a farish in the Psukim, but at least in Chazal we found that the brothers spoke to their father and referred to him by name. And there it was even in his presence, not after his death. So I saw the Stechemed, which I came across thanks to Sefer Kibra Ve'em Kilchaso, the Stechemed in Mareches Chaf Klal Kufdalid raises this Shaila. And he says that perhaps because Yisrael was a name that was given to speak of Yaakov's distinction, Sarisa im Elohim v'imanoshim batuchal, it speaks of Yaakov as a remarkable individual. It shows his prominence. Maybe Dafka, that name they were allowed to mention, but the name Yaakov, which was his given name, that they would not be allowed to mention. So we're still back to our original Shaila. Agav, that same Stechemed, although I didn't see him address this question about Yosef saying Yaakov, but he does ask a question that sometimes might be nogeya. What happens when you have someone, let's say Rav Abba Braunspiegel, or Rav Abba Berman, their first name is Abba. Can their kids address their father as Abba? They're using it in the context of a respectful reference to their father, but it's also the name he's referred to by everyone else as his given name. So as Dechemet Paskins, you cannot call your father Abba Abba. If his name is Abba, you can't call him Abba. Either you got to go Tati or you got to go Daddy, one or the other, or any other language of your choice. But you can't call him by the first name if that's his actual given name. So writes Estei Chemed. Not sure how common a name Abba is, but if it ever comes up, so you'll have to go either with the Tati or Daddy approach, L'chora. So I mentioned this Shiloh we had about Yosef referring to his father Yaakov by name to the Talmidim this morning in Yeshiva. So one of them raised an even more obvious question. It's not just at the end of the parasha when Yosef refers to Yaakov by name, but a more famous pasuk earlier in the parasha presents the same problem. Namely, pasuk says, when Yaakov is blessing Yosef, so he says, Hamalach hago'el asim v'kara, yivarechas hana'arim, v'karei v'hem shemi, v'shem avasai Avraham, v'yitzchak. So Yaakov refers to Yitzchak by name, the previous pasuk. V'yivarechas Yosef v'yamar ho'alokim asher eshacho v'asal lefanav, Avraham v'yitzchak, ho'alokim ho'ro'e'osim y'odi ari yomazeh. So it wasn't just Yosef referring to Yaakov, his father, after Yaakov's death by name. Seems like Yosef learned it from his own father. Yaakov referring to his father, Yitzchak, by name, after Yitzchak's death. So that was what one of the other Talmidim suggested in response. Very good. He said, maybe there's a heter for what Yaakov did, but that wouldn't help us for what Yosef did. Because this pasuk, this psukim, in which we find the same problem presented with regard to Yaakov speaking of his father Yitzchak, at least here he prefaced it with Vayomar ho Elokim asher esachu avosai lefonav Avraham v'Yitzchak, or v'yikrei v'hem shmi b'shem avosai Avraham v'Yitzchak. So that might be different. If you preface it with a title avosai, perhaps that's permissible. Now this actually, interestingly enough, is a shaila in Achronim. Can one speak of his father by name if he refers only to Avi, or does he have to say Avi Mori? Is the title Mori critical? In Shulchan Aruch, we speak of, in that same sif, V'lo yikra'enu b'shmo, lo b'chayev, v'lo b'moso, ela omer, Abba Mori. So is it Dafka Abba Mori, which is the hatchet to then say his father's name afterwards? Or even Avosai, Avi, is Avi sufficient? That's, in Sefer Kibbutz Avayim Kolchaso, he cites as a machlokes Achronim, he cites Rav Moshe in a tshuva Yeredeya Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, who holds that no, that saying Abba alone without Abba Mari is insufficient. So according to Rav Moshe, the teretz would not be a good teretz, but according to others, such as the Aruch HaShulchan he cites here, who says as long as you say Avi, my father, that's a sufficient preface of an honorary title to be matir saying the name. So according to the Chashochan, we have a teretz. So at least for Yaakov, we have a teretz. So according to the Chashochan, for Yaakov, we have a teretz. Yaakov said, Avosai Avram v'Yitzchak. According to the Chashochan, that's sufficient to be matir saying your father's name, b'derech kavod, because the title Avi is a sufficient derech kavod title. But correct, right. When it's not necessary, we say Avi Mori, 100%. Right. We don't say Avi Mori so-and-so. We say Avi Mori. The shaila is when someone asks you who your father is, or you want to tell people who your father is, then Shulchan Aruch says, say Abba Mori, and the Achronim, or Shulchan Moshe, debate whether it's Dafka Abba Mori, or whether even Avi or Abba is sufficient. So according to Shulchan, I understand why Yaakov said, Avosai Avram v'Yitzchak. According to Moshe, I still have a question. And according to both, what's pshat in Yosef? Why was Yosef saying, in the words of the pasuk by Yosef, the lashon again was, "Pakod yifkod eschem behel eschem in aretz azos ala aretz asher nishba l'Avraham liyitzchak uliyakov." What might the teretz be for Yosef? So, still looking for suggestions. What occurred to me as a possibility is the following. Perhaps, not sure if this is correct or not. But Poskim discuss in this context the following shaila. One is davening for a parent. Refa'enu, let's say, for example, you're davening for a parent. Do you have to mention Avi Mori, Ploni Ben Ploni? Or can you say simply, Yishlach Meir for Shlema to Ploni Ben Ploni? So Svarim quotes Rav Moshe, for example, in that same tshuva, Yerodech, like Aleph, Sim, Kuflam, and Gimel. Rav Moshe writes, since this is a tefillah lefnei Hashem Yisbarach, ein lachlok kavod lebaster v'dam. There's no need, or probably not even appropriate, to speak of Avi Mori when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no ein gavos lefnei hamakom. No, everyone is the same in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Poskim writes that when you daven for a fu shlema, for a parent, you can say, let's say, for example, kel na rafana la'avi ploni ben plonis. Okay, that you can say, but not the avi mori, according to Rav Moshe. Not to give a Torah of kavod. So, if that's the case, that you're not supposed to give descriptive honorary titles to an individual who you're davening for in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is also quoted from Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim writes, Adam shemespal al aviv im huchola lo yomar abba mori o la adoni avi. Once again, ein gavos lefnei hamakom. So you can say avi ploni, that you can say, but without the adoni avi or the abba mori, without the mori part. And perhaps, maybe, based on that, one can argue that if when Yosef was speaking to his brothers, that halakim pokadif kareschem, valisem es atz mosayim zeetchem, el aretz asher nishba, again, what's the lashon of the pasuk? El aretz asher nishba, the land that Kadosh Baruch Hu swore, l'Avraham l'Yitzchak ol Yaakov, even though there's no title there of avosai or avosenu, but if this is to be understood as a tefillah, now granted it's Yosef talking to his brothers, but perhaps if he's sharing a tefillah with his brothers, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us up together, or bring you from this land to the land that he swore to give to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, maybe that would be a suggested justification. Again, it's not exactly the same scenario because he's not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, he's talking to his brothers. But if it's understood to be b'derech tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us all up to that land that he swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, maybe that would be a justification for not mentioning the title. But either way, I haven't seen the shaila yet discussed explicitly regard to this particular pasuk, so still looking and eager to hear any potential suggestions.